I love my kids.
I love my work.
And we're not apologizing for it. Welcome to Whole Motherhood, a podcast for moms who love their kids and their work. I'm Hillary Barnett.
And I'm Amanda Phillips.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Whole Motherhood podcast. We are here today with our friend Justine Nobby, co-founder of Adventure Mamas Initiative. And Justine and I have actually known each other for a few years. We kind of followed each other on Instagram, I think, back in the early days. And I wrote a couple posts for Adventure Mamas, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, very successful, beautiful posts.
Oh, thank you so much. And we've just kind of been admiring each other's work a little bit from afar over the years. And I just love everything that you've built, Justine, with Adventure Mamas. And so welcome to the show. We can't wait to talk.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
Yes. And where are you located, Justine?
I am in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay. Close to the mountains.
Yes, very much.
I was telling Amanda when I was talking about Adventure Mamas, I was like, it's like outdoorsy, but not like we go to the park, but like we climb mountains. Outdoorsy.
Something kind of like that, depending on the day. We go to the park too, like the park, but we also like to climb mountains.
If our audience could see her right now, she's just like hanging off of a cliff right now.
Yeah.
Like having a casual conversation.
Yeah. Right. I just feel like that's where I really am like my best self. If I'm just like doing meetings hanging from a cliff, I feel like my most authentic self.
Like while breastfeeding too. Like why not, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's wild stuff.
So good.
I love it. Well, we are so pumped to have you. And so I'd love to hear a little bit. I know you just had baby number two, so we'll get to that. But so congratulations officially on that. Ooh. And you were waiting on the official congrats from the Whole Motherhood team.
Absolutely.
for your second child.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I was waiting. Thank you.
And I'd love to hear, and so we met kind of, I think, when you were still in the early phases of Adventure Mamas, but can you give us a little background on your motherhood journey and then the journey into Adventure Mamas and how that kind of intertwines?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think it's even like a step kind of before that. So, you know, I think like a lot of women within my community and maybe within your guys' communities and spheres, being outdoors has always been a really important part of my life. So it's played an important role in both my professional life and my personal life. You know, background working in gear shops and as an adventure therapy guide and, you know, a little bit of all over the place. And then also just traveling a lot for myself. And when I became a mom in 2015, I think, again, similar to what many women experience, there's this like sort of like identity crisis. And I don't think that's a bad thing, but I don't know that it's possible to like bring this new human into your life and not have to just completely like rethink the way things have always looked. And so that was very much the case for me. So it was like, oh my gosh, you know, I had spent all of this time outdoors and pursuing this sort of lifestyle, and I couldn't fathom how to merge the two. And so, you know, I went to the Google machine and I started, you know, like just trying to Google how, you know, communities that existed to kind of, you know, that exemplified this lifestyle that I wanted of having a child and still pursuing my own goals. And I just couldn't find anything. A lot of really fantastic resources about getting outdoors with your kids, which I love, which were really helpful. But what I really wanted and what I really needed was more material that was specifically tuned to helping moms continue to set goals and to continue to pursue their own challenges in alignment with mothering and taking your kids outside. So that was kind of, you know, the very beginning phases of Adventure Mamas. Like, okay, let's bring this community together. And it was a meetup group. And we were like, okay, cool. Like just meetup.com. And it just grew so fast. And you know, we essentially knew from the get-go that like there was something bigger there.
Yeah. That is.
And I can go on.
Well, I feel like you guys filled such a kind of a gap in you know, not just the content piece, but just the community piece of this. You know, I wouldn't call myself an avid outdoors person. I'm probably like a middle ground. I mean, I like to, yeah. We like to hike a lot. It's not been a part of my professional life, but we, over time since our kids have been small, we have tried to get outside more and more and more and kind of see the value of that and seeing kind of what being outdoors can do for the kids and their just their well-being and their happiness. And I always say, like, kids are kind of like feral, like they need to be outside. Like, that's just what they need to be, where they need to be. And I remember when I first saw Adventure Mamas thinking, there's nothing out there like what she's doing. I mean, it's really, if there was, it wasn't the same scope and the same kind of quality of content that you were putting out there. So it's so awesome that you were able to tap into something that all these mamas already seemed like they needed. They were waiting for it. You know, it was like, somebody please make a community so we can feel like we belong somewhere. Because with motherhood, it does kind of throw you with whatever you're doing beforehand. It's like, you know, what do I do now? How do I reconcile former me to now me? And who is now, who is this mom? And how do, and especially, I'm sure with adventuring and being outdoors, it's even more difficult because there can be a lot of stigma around, oh, this could be dangerous, or, you know, how are you doing this? I mean, I know a lot of people who I talk to and they say, well, we're going to wait till the kids are like 10 years old to go camping. And I'm like, well, by then they're going to like be like, what are you even doing? I mean, you know, so this idea that you really can't do those things until your kids are older. Like, you just simply have to give it up.
Yeah.
And so I love that you said, you know, like, no, that's not true. You can continue to do these things. And not only can you can do it for yourself, but then you can actually make a family lifestyle. So like, what are some of the ways that you've, I mean, obviously you're doing this for other moms, but like for your personal life that you've integrated that passion into your mothering and your family life?
Yeah. You know, in terms of like bringing my son, well, you know, now I have a new baby, so I have two sons, but you know, bringing him along, it's been just a process of trial and error. And I think if there's any advice that I could give people who are interested in even dabbling in it and integrating their children into that lifestyle, it's just give yourself a lot of grace to just like try things and be like, that didn't work. That was not effective. And that's actually really okay. And that's kind of part of the process. And so we've done a ton of that. And we've really, you know, just kind of like gone at it like a, you know, like a bunch of like little scientists, just like, okay, like adapting this and altering that and trying this and just being really okay with having to rethink our systems quite a bit. And so it's just kind of a learning process depending on what stage you're currently at in your parenting journey. So, you know, obviously going outdoors with a newborn versus going outside with my 4-year-old looks very different and, you know, kind of tuning into that, but just a lot of trial and error and just, you know, it's like, I think the other thing is just no expectations. I think we live in a world where we're constantly stuffing ourselves full of this imagery of other people getting out there and their lifestyle and their, you know, highlight reel and like absorbing that. I mean, like, well, it's supposed to look like that and not giving ourselves the grace of just saying like, A, I'm not seeing the full picture. And, you know, B, you know, I'm just going to adapt this just to work for my lifestyle. And that's totally fine. And I think that's the appropriate way to go about it.
So in your discovery of finding out that there's other moms out there back in 2015, you're kind of doing these meetups. How did it go from just being this awesome place that you get kind of fulfilled and finding friends that are similar in the same space as you to what it is right now? It feels like you've grown kind of an empire of little places all over that are talking and being a part of this community now. What's that transition in your work world look like?
Yeah, I always kind of laugh. I'm like, if we were an accidental nonprofit, and then my board president is quick to be like, no, there's no such thing. You filled out that paperwork. You know, there's no such thing. Like, you don't put in that kind of time, energy, and, you know, planning. But, you know, it's funny. I think what I mean by accidental nonprofit is it was never our intention. Like, I think some people, they like go to school for that, you know, like nonprofit management. And that was never my goal. That was never like the plan. It just sort of happened. And I think what happened was that we started bringing these women together, and the idea kind of caught on after we put it out to our personal network. Stephanie and I, my co-founder, people were really interested. And then what we found was that as we were bringing these women together, these mothers together, and putting them in like a really cathartic, safe space of being out in nature and a safe space to try something new and something hard, there was no way to engage with those women without it becoming this very emotional thing, this very, sort of deep experiences, and this element of wellness just kept popping up over and over again. Women would talk about their experiences with postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety. They would talk about their struggles with infertility. They would talk about, the struggles of having a toddler, of having, a high school age kid, like whatever it is, you just kind of, your heart sort of unloads when you're in that safe space. So we knew, after just doing it for a little while, like, okay, there's something bigger here. There's an element to wellness that we need to be a little bit more intentional in harnessing, and we need to kind of invite that into the work that we're doing. And so that kind of really, I think, started to shape the concept for the nonprofit, and really started to shape the future direction of the organization was, again, this element of wellness that we just kept seeing over and over again. Yeah, and so, we opted to go the nonprofit route. It just seemed like that seemed to make the most sense. It was very mission-based, very wellness-based, an area where not a lot of work was being done. So it just kind of evolved from there, and we started, just sort of like self-educating, and we also worked with different professionals. We worked with nonprofit consultants. We talked with lawyers. We talked with, just general business consultants, just really trying to hone in on like, what are we doing and how can we be most effective and serve women? Hmm. I think one thing that we really felt passionate about was that we don't want this to be isolated to women who currently have this background. And that's what we really quickly sort of like bring in, because women who are like, I'm outdoorsy, I was outdoorsy and I still want to be outdoorsy, but also recognizing the benefits of being outdoors should be available and accessible to everybody. And how can we make that a reality? Women who would never see themselves as outdoorsy, how can we create a space where like they can experience the catharsis of challenge-based activities?
That's so good. So tell us about some of the opportunities, like you're based in Utah, we're here in Tennessee, like as moms and we have friends and there's people listening in all different states and maybe other countries too. Like what do we do to like kind of become a part of this tribe or kind of, going on your website, what would that experience look like and how could we become a little bit more connected to what y'all are doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have our mission, our primary objective is to support maternal wellness. And we do that in several different ways. But in terms of like really reaching the people across the country, we have a very strong community development initiative. So we have 13 regional groups across the country. And, there's a couple states usually bulked into each one. And depending on where you're at, you can opt into, we call them collabs. So you can opt into a collab. And within those collabs, there are a lot of opportunities for grassroots leadership. And we really try to make that a huge part of the work that we're doing, is encouraging local women to step up and use our platform as a place of coordination, as a place of connection. So instead of us coordinating all the events, instead, we encourage the women to step up and sort of own that element of it and say like, anybody can be a leader if they feel empowered to do so. And, here are some resources, here are some tools so that you can start bringing local women together. And if it feels good to do that under the guise or on the platform of Adventure Mamas within these groups, fantastic. That's what we're here for. But really just providing women with tools, capacity feels good for them. And I like that for so many reasons. I think that right now we live in a time where like there's a lot of and it's not a bad thing, but like a lot of titles assigned to like who is like the community leaders in these like different groups. It's like, oh well, I'm a leader for so and so, like I'm an ambassador for so and so, and so I'm in charge of leading. And I love that in some ways, right? Because it kind of feels like you feel empowered in that regards. And I think what we're trying to do is instead saying like, well, I genuinely believe anybody has that capacity if you are given some really basic tools. And so we offer grassroots leadership training several times a year. and women can tune in and just like learn about how to bring people together. What does this process look like? How can I be effective within my community? There's no expectations around it. So, you know, it's like as mothers, I know you guys can relate where, you know, at some points it seems like we have, you know, a lot of time available, like maybe during the summer, you know, it's like, I know I can coordinate an event this month. That's fantastic, but I can't next month. There's no expectations around it. It's just what feels good to you at any given stage in your, you know, motherhood journey.
I love that.
So good.
Well, we'll have to look into the Tennessee
region. Yeah, we're in Tennessee. Are you guys?
Gals? Nashville.
We have an ambassador. We do have an ambassador team, but they're not in charge of coordinating events. But we have an ambassador based out of there.
Okay.
I believe she's in Nashville. She's in Tennessee for sure.
Okay. Good to know.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. So with the birth of the second baby, congratulations again.
Yes, thank you.
How has that changed either your pace or your work? Like, I know you're still adjusting. So we always like 1 to 2, is it 0 to 1 is a pretty big transition. 1 to 2 is also very big. I always think you might as well be 10, at least to me. I was like, okay.
Right.
Where's that going?
It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a, yeah, it's a, such a prevalent thing right now. So I feel like such a dork. I'm like holding my ears, like to try to keep,
you're fine. You know, about
the shape in ears. But, you know, so it was funny because as I, well, you know, as you know, it came near and near to have the new baby, my board was like, well, what's your game plan? I was like, my game plan is to obviously just keep working on Adventure Mamas. So AMI was birthed from that postpartum experience. And so this time around, I'm just like, well, obviously I'm just going to keep working. My board was like, that's a silly idea. No, why don't you actually put together a maternity plan? I was like, ugh. And I can remember when they're like trying to encourage this. And I'm like, Justine, you need to set a precedent for the organization of maternal self-care. You run an organization about maternal self-care. I was like, fine. I felt like, you know, like a begrudging teenager. So I ended up taking 3 months off this summer, and it was the best thing that's ever happened to me. My board president, she's like made out of golden goodness, you know, always on top of everything and always one step ahead of me. And I'm always like begrudging. I'm like, okay, fine. So I took 3 months off, and it was just the best thing ever. You know, I really enjoyed that experience of getting to stay home with the kids. And for me, one thing that I had working to my advantage is my husband and I had already developed systems around partnership and kind of already had a concept for what we would want that to look like in terms of like breaking up our day and, you know, how we would want to divvy up tasks and things like that. So that really worked to our advantage because we had that already in place. So all things considered, it's been good. It's been a really pretty smooth transition. I feel more focused than ever before. Everything I do at this point, when I'm not with my kids, you have to kind of just like, you know, go really tunnel vision on everything in order to be successful. And for me, that's been really a welcome change. I feel like at AMI and in my life, I've just said yes, 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 yes. And I've dispersed myself a lot. And I think that's created a lot of opportunities. But at the same time, it's really a wonderful timing to just like, again, just like to streamline my focus and to just like, when I sit down to work, I sit down to work because I know that this is the only time I get. If I'm going to go climb, I really focus on my climbing because that's the time that I have. And I make it a point that when I'm with my children, I really try to be completely offline. And so most of the days I am, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and then I work a couple days a week, and then, you know, I work a lot at nighttime, and that's just kind of where we're at right now. And it works for us.
Yeah. That's great. That's so good. It's so true. I think having kids can bring so much more into focus where beforehand you're kind of like, oh, sure, whatever. I've got time. I can do X, Y, Z. And then the more your time gets kind of defined by your family time and okay, this is what matters most when you're not with them. It's like, I don't have time to screw around with a bunch of stuff that isn't, you know, what's the point? You know, and so
right.
But I love what you said about how we've interviewed so many women who said their business idea or their nonprofit idea or whatever came after their first child. It's pretty uncanny. So many, including myself, and is like that's when something kickstarted, and it was like there was a need, there was an idea, and we were like, this is the time to go ahead and act on this. And there's something so magical about that mm-hmm. our children bring these things out in us that we never maybe imagined that were there, mm-hmm. you know? I love that.
Absolutely.
And it might just be from personal need, and it usually is, but any, you know, business idea or creative idea usually comes from that anyway, you know? So I love that. So tell us really quickly what you prefer, like what's your best climb you've ever done? Like, I want to hear some like bragging, Justine bragging, like,
oh, gosh.
I just watched, the guy, Alex with the thing and the rocks.
Free solo.
Okay. Yeah. I had a heart attack the entire duration of that film. I had to have at least 2 glasses of wine when it was done. Cause that guy is nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, he literally is. Right. Okay. Crazy.
So I, now that I've seen one movie, I feel like I understand the entire industry. It's all here. I got it. So
yeah, Honnold. No, I'm basically Alex Honnold, like, but like a mom. No, that's not true at all. That's so far from my reality. Yeah. No, I'm totally kidding. I do love to rock climb. I do enjoy ropes though. So about the extent of
my. I'm glad to hear that.
I do. I enjoy ropes. They're fantastic. Oh, I don't know. It's the best things I've done. You know, best climbs. You know what? Like, honestly, so one of the, just in terms of like things that I'm proud of, accomplishments that I'm proud of, just this past 2 weeks ago. So there's a climbing event. I wouldn't call it a competition, but it's, you know, kind of like an event that takes place down in this little podunk town in Arkansas, and it's called 24 Hours of Horseshoe Hell. And so essentially you lead climb for 24 hours straight. And so, my husband and I have attended for several years. And so it's a lottery system to get in, unless you requalify, you have to get so many climbs, but, we made the lottery, and we were like, oh my gosh, I think I was 8 months pregnant when I found out we got in. I was like, well, yeah, of course we're going to go climb at 24 hours of Horseshoe Hell in September. And, I had the baby in June, and that was a really huge accomplishment last September, to go and to do this big climbing experience. We brought the baby along. And so that was an adventure. You know, I'm like running around trying to, you know, climb while also nursing the baby to a certain extent. And then also just like expressing, because it, you know, like there's only so much you can do. I brought a friend who was in charge of the baby. And so she was like my, my point person for the baby. So she just lugged him around in the baby carrier, and she'd like meet up with us. I'd nurse him for a little bit, and then we'd like kind of run on to the next climb. So that was like, you know, it's like, we're not like hardcore athletes. That sounds like really extreme. Like, you know, we're just out there. It's really recreational. It's like a lot of fun. But at the same time, like, you know, we push ourselves to in a way that feels comfortable to us. And, you know, so that was a really fun accomplishment. That was the fourth year I've competed in that event. And I actually got more climbs than I've ever gotten. So that was really exciting, you know, just in terms of climbing. But it's all single pitch stuff, you know, so you're not off the ground super far. It's all just single pitch.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. I'm just blown away.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's the most badass thing I've basically ever heard.
Wow.
it was shenanigans.
Wow, that's awesome.
While nursing and like hand expressing, like hold
hand
on.
Hand expressing between rocks. Yeah, it was gnarly.
There wasn't anyone below you, I hope.
What's that?
There wasn't anyone below you on the rocks, I hope.
And I hope not. I just, yeah. It was repulsive. Like, honestly, it sounds like really cool and epic, but like, it was hilariously repulsive. I'm just like sticky. I have this picture of me that my girlfriend, the girlfriend who was in charge of the baby, took, where I got back to camp and I took my shirt off, and just like my bra is like saturated with milk. My boobs are rock solid, and they're just like stained with milk. You know what I mean? It's just like hilarious. And also you're just like, yeah, you repulsive human being. it was silly. I'm still trying to like recover from the sleep deprivation that one caused. I was debating, you know, I was like, what does having a newborn, is it a pro or a con in terms of competing in this competition? Because like, I'm used to being up all night, but then also I'm used to being up all night. So like, I don't know if that's good.
You've already trained for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh gosh, that was a fun one.
We've done lots of fun things, but that was a fun one. That's really recent.
Yeah, that's gonna be your high for a while, I think.
That's gonna
be in the memory books for a while.
That's so great. And I mean it's like you said, it's not something where if you're going on a walk in your neighborhood, you're not gonna look at that and go, wow, I could never do that. Y'all have been doing this for years. Like this is something that's in you know what you're doing. Like you're saying it's recreational, yes, but you also know what you're doing. Like you didn't just wake up one morning and go, I'm going to do the horseshoe held tomorrow with my 3-month-old. Like, it's like whatever you put your time and intention toward, you're going to be able to do that. And it's going to be fun. And like you said, nothing like that. The only thing I come close is I did a savage race and that was the dirtiest I've ever, I don't want to talk about where there was dirt. I don't want to discuss it. It was not cute. And I didn't have a 3-month-old. So.
And I don't even know what that is. So y'all are awesome. You guys, I'll be your cheerleaders on the set.
Savage Race is like a tame version of, it's like being outside, but it's all controlled. And they like make you feel like you get something special. Gotcha. You basically survive it. Lots of mud. Okay, so real quick before we go, basically at the end of every show, we just ask somebody like what they're loving right now or kind of what's saving their life, what they're really into or what they're working on, and then where they can find you online.
Okay, so what am I really into right now? Like just in a very broad sense?
Yeah, anything you want. Yeah. Anything you are just loving, shows, food, baby stuff, mom, anything. Climbing stuff.
What am I really into right now? I just finished Michelle Obama's book. I don't know if anybody else has read that one, Becoming Michelle Obama. So that was a really fantastic read. I think anybody who, I mean, I really feel like that's applicable to everybody. I really appreciated her in general and just learning more about, her work. And, it was very enlightening in terms of just the political sphere in general and like learning more about what that process looks like from like the forward facing and from from their perspective. So I think that was a great read in terms of just media that I've consumed. What else am I really into? Geez, it's like everything's baby mode right now. I'm like so I'm either working or I just feel like I'm kind of in baby mode. Like I don't do a TV. I haven't watched a movie in a long time. I mostly just sit around and hang out with my kids, read or work a lot. So that's kind of like the jam right now.
That sounds great.
What I'm into is time management. I'm into time management and developing systems and implementing tools to make that happen within your own life is what I would recommend.
I love that. And when you're in the newborn phase with number two, you have to do that.
Yeah, and we're also like in the midst of a 4-month sleep regression. So I'm also like, what do I like except for trying to sleep sometimes?
I like
you're
sleeping.
Into sleep.
Oh, that's the hardest. That is such a hard one. Oh, I remember it. I tried to remember it. So real quick before we sign off, where can everyone find y'all online?
Yeah. Okay. So adventuremamas.org is our website, and you can find links to all of our different objectives and initiatives, or on Instagram or Facebook at Adventure Mamas. So yeah, definitely feel free to connect. We've got lots of rad stuff happening.
Thank you so much, Justine.
Thank you so much.
It's been so good. Have a good one. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Whole Motherhood Podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, please be sure to leave a review in iTunes. You can find us many places online, including our website, wholemotherhood.co, and you can download this podcast anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. You can also email us at hillary@wholemotherhood.co or amanda@wholemotherhood.co. And you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Whole Motherhood. If you'd like a weekly dose of Whole Motherhood in your inbox, including curated links and updates, you can subscribe to our newsletter.